Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And tonight I have the Catherine Ash on. And that's right, the Catherine Ash. I got the right one. So it's with the A in the middle. Yes. Because, you know,
yes.
Just saying. I'm sure the other one's very nice, though, right?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Nice? Do you know her?
Yeah.
Have you met her at conferences?
She doesn't write romance. She writes historical fiction. But yes, but she seems like a nice person.
Is she nice to you? Has she written you letters? Has she gotten things from fans?
You know,
and then...
we get each other's mail occasionally. People will send things to me that are meant for her, and then people will send things to her that are meant for me. There is also, I have to do a shout-out for the most lovely Catherine Ash. This is another Catherine Ash who is not a writer at all. She has been getting my Gmail account emails for years now. And she sends them to me, and we met in person once at a book signing at wonderful Katie's Budget Books in Texas. I love that bookstore. And I met Catherine there, and she's just fabulous, and she has fabulous little people.
She's like your weird twin.
Yeah, she's a really, really nice person. It's like, what are the chances? And I feel lucky. So thank you, Catherine.
Yes. Hi, Catherine Ash in Texas. Hello. Well, that's nice. That makes it a really good thing. If somebody had your name and then was less, how should I put it, didn't have a good sense of humor about that or wasn't gracious, then that would be enough.
Story. I've been lucky. It's nice.
Aww. Oh, that's so wonderful. So, hey, everybody, it is KatherineAsh.com. So it's KatherineAshe, KatherineAsh.com. And I have to ask, because I saw it too, you were mentioned in another author's novel, and you put it on your webpage that it happened. And
I
just have to ask, Kieran Kramer, right, referenced you in a very fabulous way as a historical romance writer. Did you feel like this is it? I've made it. Like now I'm actually in a work of fiction.
I pretty much loved it. I mean, you know, we write these stories and we make up these characters and they're my imaginary friends and they're very real to me. I mean, they really are, right?
I'm so glad you said that out loud. Yeah.
Some authors won't admit that.
Some authors are really, it's this. It's that. And I'm like, they're in my head. And
oh
it's
my gosh,
like
for
schizophrenia.
Sure.
And I have conversations with them.
I love them. I feel, so I got to tell you this. I have a desk that's made of, I guess, probably not a very hard wood. And my chair was sort of, the arms of the chair were the wrong height. So after I'd gotten this desk and I'd gotten this new chair for this desk, and after a couple of months, I noticed there were little grooves in the desk where the chair arms hit it, and I realized one day how that was happening. Because usually I try to sit in very a good posture because writers get terrible
ergonomics, right?
Right, exactly. So I try to be responsible to my body. But it turns out that when I'm in particularly emotional parts of the book, and in my books there are really a lot of emotional parts, like emotion to emotion to emotion, intense. And when I'm at these places, I'm essentially like sitting in my chair and bumping it against the desk because I'm so agitated or excited or nervous. So, in fact, I like really am like practically inside these people. I've totally lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, so like to end up in somebody else's book as a character, just as even as a passing mention. And you know, actually, Kieran, she's a lovely friend, and I adore her. And I love this new series of contemporary romances she's writing. She started out with the Regencies, you know, and she's doing these contemporaries, and they're beautiful, small town, sweet and sexy, and all the good. Maya Rodale also mentioned me. I think she mentioned my Twitter avatar in one of her contemporary novellas. So,
cool.
and that was pretty awesome too. So,
See, those are friends to have. That's so fun. Mm-hmm. Did she tell you? I guess that's like I'm just asking. Did she tell you she was going to do that, or were you just reading the book and then you're like, ah!
I think Karen tweeted it or Facebooked it and tagged me. So the first I saw of it was on social media. So that was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome.
Well, I love Karen. She's one of the sweetest people on the planet, and I just thought that was so amazing. And it's so strange because people think that we're very separate from all of it, but, you know, we have fangirl moments, and you just have those moments where you need validation or you need to, you know, the shout-out is everything. It's everything.
You know, it's funny. We have this. No, it's fantastic. I completely agree with you. But one of the things I think that's the nicest about it is that I've been doing it for this for enough years now. I mean, not too many years. My first book with Avon came out in 2010.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's not, too, it's, you know, 5 years, but it's long enough to have made, despite the fact that I don't see my author friends very often, I have these wonderful friendships, and there are these moments that sort of drive that home that we have shared history together, and it's really, I value that very much. Like, I value my readers, and I value my readers who have been around since the beginning, you know, it's really special to have these friendships. So,
it's a fantastic community. It's a very tight knit, and I think even people like, oh, only if you're in this, you know, writers, you know, romance RWA or something. It's like, no, it goes beyond that. There's just a supportive community amongst, I think, romance writers in particular. Unlike other fiction, nobody sent me hate mail, but I'm not sensing that in the sci-fi paranormal community or mystery or, you know, maybe in pockets. But romance across the board, I meet so many nice people that it's a genuine friendship that even when you only see them face-to-face, right, like once or twice a year if you're lucky,
it's just
very real. We're not meow-meow.
Well, I like to tell, I try to explain it to people. I've had the question, I think so many romance writers have had the question, and I've had it enough times now, especially from men, but not always men, but people who don't usually read romance, the question of whether or not most romance writers are, single women living out their fantasies.
Desperate, lonely housewives writing these books.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
It is usually men asking that question.
Right. I think it's their fantasy, actually, of what a romance writer is.
Right? But Jewel of the Nile. Yeah, that we're all...
No,
we're
exactly,
all,
right? I hear that, and I think, you know, and my response is, well, actually, you know, we write about relationships, and we take relationships seriously in the sense that it's about love and about friendship and affection and overcoming obstacles and conflict and making it work despite, you know, the hardships and the difficulties and the what have yous, right?
Right.
So in fact, we
you're nicer than I am. I get very, I take a very feminist tone because I say, yes, it's the literature of women. And doesn't that say something that what we value most is love and relationships?
Right.
What do
right.
you value? You know, it's like, this is where we are. Where are you?
Let's really be honest about what's going on.
I get a little cranky sometimes about that question.
It definitely depends on my mood.
Well, there's that, you know. But that it's a jab. Like, oh, you're this frustrated person. Like, no, but thank you for that. Why do we feel so defensive? I mean, and I think, what are we defensive about? This multi-billion-dollar industry, and clearly the readers are enjoying it. We're enjoying writing it. Maybe we should just all go to an island and form our own country.
I actually love it that so much of what's being written now is, but so much of what romance writers and romance bloggers are writing about now is no longer defensive. it's now just sort of, Kristen Higgins did a great piece in Publishers Weekly last week. I think that I tweeted the whole thing because I loved it. But it was so just sort of more your attitude, like, actually, this is just the way it is, and, you know, get on board or shut up.
I think we're finally owning it. We're owning it. And we're owning it as literature. I think that's where I, you know, was trying to explain. It's like, look, this is not fluff. This is legitimate, and I don't need to qualify it. You know, history will tell, and I'm not afraid of that. So, you know, we're all writing the best books we can, and, you know, bring it on.
Bring it on. Exactly. Bring it on.
So I have to say, you've got, okay, so Again, My Lord is coming out in October. Do you have a specific, why do I have the 19th stuck in my head? That's wrong, isn't it?
It might have originally at some point been on the 19th. It's moved around a lot, but it's coming out October 5th. And moments from now, right? And it's I'm so excited. It is the follow-up to My Lady, My Lord. And these are historical romances, and they look like historical romances, except something different about them. And if you've read My Lady, My Lord, anybody out there who's read it, I'm not going to give away the spoiler that makes it not a typical Regency historical romance, but it's not.
I apologize. I've been in the writing closet forever, so I keep missing these things from the writers I admire most. So my to-be-read pile is embarrassing.
Don't let anybody tell you what the spoiler is, because you get to it without knowing. Again, My Lord is another, it's a different premise, but it's another, it looks like a Regency, but it's got something else altogether going on
Bring it on.
And they're all connected. The family members are all connected, and it's so fun writing it, to take a Regency and to introduce an element that's completely not a traditional historical element is so fun. So I had a great time. I can't wait for it to come out. I can't wait for everybody to know what the premise is.
Well, I'm desperate now. I'm like, is there a rock band? What are we talking about here?
I can tell you it's not time travel. There's no time travel. There are no vampires. There are no werewolves. God bless you.
Yeah. My brain did go there. And I was like, please, no.
Well, you know, I adore time travel, and I love vampires and werewolves. I love them all. But this is,
I love time travel. But the fur and the fangs are tougher for me to picture in a romantic setting.
If death is
an option during a love scene, I have trouble relaxing and getting into that. I'm just letting you know right now.
It's good to know your limits.
I know my limits. If at any point he might eat her, kill her, if death is on the table, I'm not relaxed. I'm not going with the flow. At every point waiting for this to go horribly, horribly wrong. And that's not happening.
It might happen
at any moment. I can't relax. You know what I'm saying? Because if it, at a moment of passion, and then suddenly it's just all you paranormal romance authors who come on the program, I love you, and I enjoy it. And I'm always honest about, you know, my issues, where everybody has to have the same number of legs. Me and Angela and
you've
I, that's
got,
how
you've got to be honest. You've got to be honest about what works for you. This is an entirely different sort of thing altogether. So it's safe. It's safe for you. You can go back in the water.
Good.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I feel bad. Thank you. I feel so much. I'm downloading it. I'm right now, and I don't usually. I'm jumping over. Let me throw some money in the bucket. Oh yeah. I'm excited about this. Oh my gosh, you have been such a wonderful guest, and we've got less
Thanks
than a minute,
for having
so
me on.
This was fun. See, radio fun, author chat fun,
super fun.
And I do
Thank
hope you'll
you
come back again.
I
want you to come
to.
Back again, and I'm going to see you in Spokane at the Historical Romance Retreat.
We're going to have a great time.
We're going to have a ridiculously good time. It's illegal.
Everybody come. It's going to be. We're going to have so much fun.
Oh, readers, it's a limited slot, so everybody look at that. Okay, all right, well, good night, everybody, and wherever
you
are, readers, I hope you have a wonderful, safe week, and thank you for reading romance and for all your support. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Catherine.
Good night, Renee. Thanks.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.